It is Jared's Forgive and Forget to catch
just
you.
Jared's. It's just Jared's. Mm-hmm. It's fine. It's just Jared's.
Oh, Freudian slip. Mm-hmm. Did I say Katie?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just Jared's.
You see how the show
is
trans-
Jason's Forgive
sure
and Forget.
Sure do.
I mean, Matt's Forgive and Forget. Wait.
Sure do.
Jared. Mm-hmm. I apologize.
Just Jared's. It's
I
fine.
Apologize, yeah. Katie. I can own it. I really thought I said both.
Mm-hmm.
Jared and Jason's Forgive and Forget. All right. So, no.
Yeah.
Basically, a scenario. A lady was having a birthday. The group text, people like, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. And then one friend jumps in and says, I got a promotion.
No happy birthday. No congratulations. Nothing. Just all about her.
And so we're asking you, and she realizes now that she made a mistake, and mm-hmm. she's asking for forgiveness. Katie, what do you think?
Yes, she should be forgiven. However, nobody likes a thunder stealer.
No.
Nobody. And there sometimes are friends that are all about what's going on in their lives, what is happening to them, what's happening to their families, what they've got going, like they're the busiest. I think it's fine to be excited about a promotion. Totally.
Yeah.
You should be very excited and very proud. I think also maybe like read the room a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe pre-read the text. Yeah, your group text.
Right.
Before you just go in with the news.
Give it a beat or maybe wait a couple hours.
Maybe wait a while. Maybe not
day.
The same day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's hard sometimes when you're excited about something and you just want to tell everyone and you're like, oh.
It is, but guess what? She's been excited about her birthday that day every year.
Yeah.
And people love their birthdays.
Yes, they do.
I feel like it is kind of like you either love it or hate it. But if you know that your friend loves their birthday, it's just not the appropriate time.
Yeah, don't take
at
it.
All.
I got you. What about you, Matt?
Yeah, I think she should be. This is exactly why I hate group text.
Why?
I mean, it's just like there's just miscommunication. You never know, like, if the three of us accidentally send our trash talk about Jason in the group that he's in, then it gets awkward.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Matt.
I just hate it. Like, I hate it. So I think she should get over it because, you know, she's just had something really awesome happen for her. Like, you're not a teenager. Like, it's your birthday's not as big a deal anymore.
Oh, so you're on the other side. You think she should just get over it?
She should absolutely forgive her. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, period. Like the fact that she feels like she had to call us is a little sus
okay.
for the birthday girl.
Well, what about
I like this, Matt.
But what about the fact that I mean, you don't think it's like gloating or self promotion or self satisfaction to go into the group and be like, "Hey guys, I got a promotion. Be happy for me."
Well, I think if they're true friends, that's the place you should be
you
able to do
be
it.
You would be happy, but
those would be the people you'd want to share it with first.
If you're true friends, you would have remembered that it was so-and-so's birthday. So you see the other side of that?
Yeah. No, I'm on Matt's side.
I think a promotion's a way bigger deal than a birthday.
Yeah, because you have your
and
birthday.
And it's not even close.
What'd you do for your birthday? You were just born. I like celebrating birthdays.
That
I think it should be
so
honored.
Rude.
You have way more birthdays in your life than promotions.
You didn't earn
you know
promotions.
What?
Are
you
a bigger
know what?
Deal.
This is spoken like a true, like from someone who forgets other people's birthdays.
Okay, first of all, Matt said it.
Yeah, but
so
then you say you agree. You say
I
you
do agree.
Agree
with him because I think I am someone who thinks birthdays are important.
Well,
and
you
by the way,
mine,
for
remember?
Your 40th or your milestone, we had what? We don't care about saying it. One person on the show cares about saying our age. Your 30th, I mean.
Yes.
That's what I meant. You know, I misspoke earlier, just said Jared's. I didn't mean to. We did a big surprise for you. Me.
Uh-huh.
With Vivian Howard, all the stuff.
It's because I did a big surprise for yours.
Yeah, but that's not why. I just forget all the time. It took time and getting all your family. I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I do think people should enjoy and celebrate their birthday. If you know, like if Jason's wife, Carol, wants to do a 4-month celebration for her birthday, let her.
Let her.
If that's her thing, fine. But I also do think like a promotion, like it's almost like mean girls in the group. Like, we can't believe you said you got a promotion on her birthday. Is it that big of a deal?
Yeah, I think it is somebody's special day. You can't wait one day to tell everybody
why
your big
can't
news.
You have two special things?
I don't know.
I agree with timing can be
yeah,
off.
Timing
if
is
someone's
just not
like,
right.
Like if you're like, hey, we just had these great ratings and somebody's like, I got you
it's
know.
It's one day. You can wait one day.
But you know, all the girls be like, oh, what you did was so bad. Really?
Well.
So bad?
It could be.
Poor form? Yes. Because she awaited? Yes. But to make it a big deal like this? I don't know.
Okay.
Jason, thank you. Your thoughts?
Well, apparently, you know, I wouldn't forgive her, because for one thing, it shows that she's not a true friend. She doesn't care about the, you know, her friend. So it would severely damage the, friendship because it's almost like you don't care about me whatsoever. You know what I'm saying?
Because she's got the birthday?
Yes.
Well, yeah, because it's all about the birthday, and she sees all the texts, and then she doesn't wish a happy birthday or anything, and then all of a sudden she's just going to talk about the promotion. I think that's like, okay, what kind of friend are you to not even care about my birthday? Usually friends are supposed to be genuinely care about what the other person
is
doing.
Jason.
Well, she said, the lady said, right before we went to the song, the lady said that, hey, I'm sorry, I will take you out just one-on-one for your birthday, and said, I messed up. Like, I got so excited about the thing. It wasn't like I don't care about your birthday. Just the biggest thing in my life happened, and I wanted to share it.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I would not be in that friend group.
It does not feel good to be forgotten. It doesn't.
I agree.
It does not feel good to have a group going on, and it's like, oh, a huge deal, and like a huge deal for everybody else. Everybody's getting celebrated, and then when it's your day, and then nobody acknowledges it, you're like,
I think it severely damages the friendship forever. Because you know that person doesn't really care about me whatsoever.
Can
it's almost like
not
a fake friend. So maybe I wouldn't forgive her. I wouldn't forgive her, but I would probably still hang out with her. And, you know, I know you say I'm weak on crime, but it's like...
This isn't a crime.
No one's going to jail.
Well, they're acting like
this
it.
This is not a crime.
But for the other girl to call in to expose this to me, I mean, to us, it's just like, what's her problem too? So to me, it's like...
Yeah.
Both
sides?
You're both crazy.
All right, let's go to Alyssa. Alyssa, should she be forgiven for ruining the birthday group text by saying, hey, I got a promotion?
I think she should be forgiven. I completely agree with Matt.
Okay.
You don't like birthdays?
I like birthdays,
don't
but it's
put
not
me in that
like
corner.
He's turning 12 years old.
Because what I heard is Matt doesn't care about Hannah's birthday, his wife.
Well, if that's what you heard and you're trying to start drama somewhere else, you do what you need to do.
Mm. I think in
my house is clean.
Not really, shoes are everywhere, but go ahead.
I think in Matt's household, I think a promotion would be bigger news than anyone's birthday.
Maybe
it should be in everyone's household.
I agree.
A promotion is worked for hard for years, possibly.
We know that, Matt, but the fact that she didn't care about the other person's birthday
doesn't mean she didn't care.
Nobody said I don't care about your birthday.
Even the lady says, I didn't say I didn't care, I just got caught up in my...
I think the friendship's
damaged. If I got up to news that, oh my gosh, I just got this promotion, I'm going to type in the friends I want to send it to and text it before I look at what's been sent already in the group.
She knew that it was sent, Matt. She didn't care about the birthday. So
I'm talking about me personally, because you made it personal for me by saying I don't care about my wife's birthday.
Well,
so now it's personal.
You earlier said you don't really care about birthdays.
I never said I don't care about birthdays.
Kinda.
Not once did I say I don't care about birthdays.
Not the exact words, but you referred to it.
I never said that.
Yes,
so if
did.
That's what you want to say,
oh
I said, go ahead.
I don't know why he's so argumentative.
I'm not, dude. I'm just
now.
Sticking up for what I said. You do this constantly.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. I like Matt. I like when Matt fights against Jason, not me.
I love it when it's not about me.
Okay.
Let's go to Derek. Derek, should she be forgiven?
I mean, I think she should, yes, definitely.
And do you think Matt hates birthdays now?
I mean, I don't think he hates birthdays. I mean, but a birthday, you get birthday money, but a promotion, you get money for life.
Yeah.
Get that job money.
Yeah,
get that job money for working.
You know what
but
I mean?
For your birthday,
so,
you just get it for being born.
Yeah, which is that's a good deal.
That's easy money.
It's a better deal, yeah. Oh, sorry, Derek.
Definitely.
All right, Derek, appreciate it. Let's go to Trinity. Trinity, what do you think?
First of all, I am a huge, huge birthday person, and I'm 52 years old. I think everybody should feel special on their birthday, but I think the birthday girl is blowing this way out of proportion.
Okay, because yeah, they're both crazy.
I think that, you know, her friend, coworker was insensitive. And she should definitely, you know, be pulled to the side and let her know that, you know, she really hurt her feelings and that this should not, you know, happen again. But to go to this length to call her out and make this big of a deal about it when you're, you know, I think that's a little extreme.
All right, Erica, you heard what everyone had to say. You've heard of the apology. When it comes to forgiving and forgetting, what is your decision?
Well, from sitting here and listening to everybody's opinion and how I should be, and some people disagreed, some people agreed, I think I should forgive Lindsay because our friendship is valuable. And sometimes we make mistakes and think about ourselves. And you know what? Birthdays do come every year. And you know what? She is going to make up for it. She owes me big time.
Okay. There it is.
Sound fair, Lindsay?
Yes, totally fair. And again, I'm sorry.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much. And just, you know, try to be aware in the text messages. I know there's a lot of them coming in, but right. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll do better next time for sure.
All right. Thanks. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.